Skara Summerland is a combo amusement and water park in Sweden. Owned by Parks and Resorts Scandinavia, this park is most well known for its extensive collection of water slides, but it's also home to some interesting amusement rides. The dry side features three different roller coasters, including the world's only SNS Freefly and Tronon. So in this video, I will rank this park's top 15 rides and attractions. Before starting the list, I need to note three closures that had a chance to make this list. First, Snake was unfortunately closed. This is a Funtime Chaos Pendle. If you're unfamiliar with this ride type, it's essentially a booster with an extra arm. This varies the acceleration throughout the layout, which varies the forces. I've been on one of these rides before. It was Black Mamba at Wiener Prater, and it was one of my favorite flat rides of all time. It was super intense. It offered crushing positive G's in the downswings, some shocking airtime over the top, and plenty of flips. Assuming Snake ran anything like Black Mamba, it definitely would have claimed the top spot in this list. Second, the park's mock powered coaster in Groove Banan was closed. This is a custom layout that winds its way over a hill and even goes indoors for a downwards helix. This ride had a chance to grab a lower spot in this list. Third, I was not able to try Vatten Skidzone before it closed for weather. This lets guests try jet skiing on the lagoon in the back of the park. Starting off the list at number 15 is Tea Copernon. This is a set of Zamperla teacups. This is an extremely dizzying experience. The platform itself spins in a small and large circle. Then you can also get your cup spinning at a very fast clip with the center wheel. Number 14, Snake Pit. This is a trio of body slides. Built by ProSlide, these slides wind their way down a hill. Parts of them are open, and parts are enclosed. The slides start off pretty mild, but a few turns towards the end will really push you up the walls. And since this is a newer slide, it's thankfully very smooth. Number 13, Splashing Hill. This is a wet-dry water slide with three lanes. One side is an okay corkscrew. The other two are an exciting triple down. Not only do you get to race another raft, but you have solid speed and may even feel your raft go airborne on the second hump. Number 12, Racer. This is a ProSlide mat racing slide. Like several slides here, this one works its way down a hill. This one is a triple down hugging the terrain, and the dips are noticeably steeper than other slides like it, so you get some airtime on the second dip with a good push at the start. And there are four lanes in total, so you get that competitive aspect. Number 11, Spinner. This was the original Mauer spinning coaster, and as I noted in a separate review, Mauer basically took their standard Wild Mouse and plopped a spinning car onto the ride. While vehicles can spin, it was more like a slow rotation for me, even with a fairly unbalanced car. Still, it lets you take the familiar hairpin turns and dips in different orientations. Now, the second half is unfortunately fairly tame though, as there are some harsh trim breaks that kill the momentum. Number 10, Imola 2000. Skara Summerland has a few different go-kart tracks, but this one was my favorite. These cars at a high top speed, and the course had some sharp turns, so you need some skill to navigate them, especially because the track was slick from a prior rainstorm. Number 9, Waka Waka. This is a ProSlide tube slide with a series of saucer turns. This gives the slide good pace as you whip around the turns. There aren't any notable dips though. This slide is all about those speedy turns, and those do deliver. Number 8, Cobra. This is a ProSlide tornado wave slide. It has a sizable drop into a wall element. I didn't get any airtime on the big drop, but it did have some zip. I did get some weightlessness on the wall though. And there's a sneaky turn afterwards that'll toss your raft sideways. Number 7, Newton. This is a short log flume from Bear. Riders sit in whale-themed logs. The course has some landscaping, plus a tunnel. And this tunnel is a waterfall at the end. As with most flumes, it cuts off right as you pass under it, but not before it'll hit those in the front of the log. Then the experience culminates with a decent drop. It's 4 stories tall. No airtime, but it has a bit of zip, and the big splash at the bottom will get you quite wet. Number 6, River Run. This is an interesting tube slide. This one hugs the hillside the whole way down, and it has a super wide trough, so you really slide up the walls, particularly towards the start when you have quite a bit of speed. Then later in the ride, your tube will likely spin and could end up going backwards. Then for good measure, the slide throws in a tunnel and a few waterfalls. I also saw multiple groups riding together, which is something you'd never see in America. Not sure if this was allowed or not because there was no operator at the top, but multiple groups did this. Number 5. Vortex. This is a body bowl slide. Most of these start off with a single swooping drop, but this one has an extended slalom section leading up to the toilet bowl. This builds suspense. The curved drop into the bowl builds good speed, and it's fun spiraling about. This isn't as smooth as others though, as you will feel the seams in your back. Then the experience culminates with a wild drop into the pool below, and odds are, you'll take it in an odd orientation, resulting in a disorienting splashdown. Number 4. Zipline. This is a simple attraction on the water park side. You grab a zipline, let go, and fall maybe 2 stories into a pool down below. The drop is more suspenseful and scarier than most coasters for me. And if you're athletic, you can try to do a flip when you release. Number 3. Cliff Jump. Located right next to zipline, this is exactly how it sounds. You walk to the edge of a cliff and jump into the pool down below. It's about as tall as the zipline, but I find it even scarier having to initiate the fall. But it's an absolute rush falling into the water. Number 2. Big Drop. This is a pro slide trapdoor slide, and a very good one too. This one has several things going for it. First, the countdown the drop pod was not synchronized perfectly. This made the drop extra suspenseful. Second, the drop was very steep, so I felt myself lift off the slide and get some airtime. Third, this one had some sweet visuals. This one starts atop a hill, so you get an amazing view overlooking the park. Then the drop pierces through a subterranean tunnel. The rapid switch from light to dark is disorienting. This slide is over in a flash, but it's a rush and thankfully quite smooth too. And coming in number 1 is Tronon. As mentioned at the start, this is the world's only SNS free fly, and it really is a shame more were not built. If you're unfamiliar with this coaster model, think of it as the marriage of a wing coaster with a suspended coaster. 2 toboggans are placed in the side of a car. These toboggans are then able to swing side to side. Then at select points in the layout, the track flips over itself, yet the vehicles remain upright. This motion is quite bizarre, and it generates some sneaky forces as you have the acceleration from the rotation and car itself. As I covered in a separate review, what this ride does best is the laterals. The final 3 turns offer some sharp sideways forces. That's particularly true because you have no lateral bracing. The restraints consist of just a seatbelt across your lap, and the sides of the vehicle are shockingly low. This coaster may be on the shorter side, and it does start off a bit slow, but the second half had me cackling with delight from the odd motion and powerful laterals. So those are my 15 favorite rides and attractions at Skara Summerland. I really do think Snake would have claimed the top spot had it been open, but I still enjoyed my time at this park experiencing the deep collection of water slides and the ultra-unique Tronon roller coaster. What are your thoughts on this park and its ride lineup? Let me know down in the comments. If you enjoyed this countdown, I would appreciate it if you gave this video a like, and you consider subscribing, because there'll be a lot more roller coaster amusement park videos here at Canopy Coaster. Thanks for watching.